resume with the Ben Domenech piece here. In all of my years covering the Tea Party, I never saw them be rude to a cop, even by accident. They were upper-middle-class people, drove up in SUVs. They had no designs on destruction or occupation. Their taxes paid for that park they were in, so they would clean up after themselves. They took pride in it, that they weren't like the dirty, filthy leftists who left graffiti and literal crap on the ground. So, of course, it was these people who were absolutely marauded by the media. Their shouting at politicians, confined, of course, to town halls, was an act of political sabotage that threatened everything we hold dear. Occupy Wall Street could go dump on the ground and shout at everybody and just make general mayhem, and they were praised for being political activists. Tea Party people go to town halls and participate in the political process, and they were accused of political sabotage. Mediocre politician Joe Biden literally called Tea Party activists terrorists. Yeah, Biden can be a nice guy, but he's also kind of an asshole. Politics is interesting in America. There is a repeated pattern that emerges when you look into it. Certain factors and elements rise up, and the media lies about them aggressively. They frame the new emerging development as something it isn't, as the most extreme version of what it could be. And then the call engenders a response. The very thing the media frames this development as comes to fruition as a new and more virulent form. And this actually happened. It absolutely happened in response to the 2012 election. As I said a few years ago about Democrat attacks on the misogyny and the heartlessness of Mitt Romney, if you cry wolf about extremism long enough, you're going to someday lack the vocabulary when the actual beast shows up. The rise of Donald Trump is a piece of that, a takeover of the Republican Party by a politician who represents everything the media has framed a cliched view of the party as for decades. A rich old white racist who likes to fire people. Yeah, so suck on that. Go write a million pieces. They don't care. What happened yesterday, meaning Wednesday, the Capitol, didn't depress me the way it seemed to depress other people. Maybe that's because I don't view the institution of the Capitol as sacred the way others do. As a former staffer in that building, I've known too many stories about the nooks and crannies where Ted Kennedy did stuff to women to get too verklempt about it, and the invaders stayed inside the velvet ropes in Statuary Hall. That's what I actually care about. But it is disturbing for a lot of reasons. Two in particular stick out. The first is a comment from an apolitical friend who wandered into the room where the roiling crowd was on the screen in the early afternoon yesterday. Is that Black Lives Matter? No, it's not, but also it is. An apolitical viewer of the summer of 2020 would learn one distinct lesson. If you want to be heard, if you want to be listened to, you need to go into the streets. You need to make a ruckus. You need to set things on fire. You need to tear down icons of America. This disrespect will be welcomed. It will be hailed. It will be supported if your cause is just and if your motives are righteous as determined by the media. Just about everybody who showed up on Capitol Hill yesterday believed that about why they were there. The only difference between the horned man standing in the Senate chair and the smiling man hauling the speaker's podium out of the door and the fellow who attempted to tear down Andrew Jackson's statue or the criminal who set fire to St. John's Church is a matter of jersey color, meaning are you a Republican or Democrat? And if you're Democrat, you're great. You can get away with whatever destruction you want. You can march into that Capitol and you can tear it apart. You can take statues out. You can rip them to shreds. And you're praised. If you're Republican and show up in that building and do anything but sneeze at something, you are a reprobate criminal. The second is that blaming this on Trump isn't just too simplistic, it's whistling past the graveyard of our norms. Of course he egged on his crowd to go to the Capitol and be loud and irritating. But he didn't tell them to break down doors and crash the gates. And he didn't need to. Blaming this on Trump assumes this type of attitude will go away when Trump does. Well, that's way too easy. It's wishful thinking. The iconoclasm of the right is a real development, and it is here to stay. You'll wish for the old man in the tricorn hat waving a Cato Constitution when you see the new right blasting statues with graffiti. Meaning, you ain't seen nothing yet. When Trump's gone and is not the abject leader of this movement, you aren't going to believe what these people turn into. And he's excited about it. Don't misunderstand. The crowd on Wednesday was not a Tea Party crowd. They brought their folding chairs and their canes. They drove more than they flew. They spat their dip on the ground. They peed on the trees. And they didn't just disrespect the cops guarding the Capitol. They crushed past them. Capitol Police are fine people. They're nice and generally accommodating, but they're also the TSA of Capitol Hill. They're mostly used to telling people to go back and get their badge, and they're not deal with a security issue. They rarely train. Most of them would fail a basic fitness test, but that's understandable because what's typically required of them is not a major security conflagration, but removing some loud code pink lady from a hearing. Or grabbing a jumper from the gallery. The norms of politics prevent them from having to be more aggressive. Now, let me get to the last two paragraphs because this, it's actually kind of funny. You end at the beginning. I'm sorry, you begin at the ending. Here's what's going to happen next. This is what everybody is guessing, predicting, and being concerned about. Ben Domenech, what will happen next is obvious. A total crushing anti-free speech effort that treats Trump-supporting groups like Branch Davidians. That's going to happen next.